Hello.
Yeah.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, good afternoon. Hello? I'm calling from National Opinion Service. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
I'm not selling anything, ma'am. I'm just calling because we are conducting an opinion survey, and we would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. All your answers are individual and confidential, okay?
The survey for what now?
Okay, we are conducting a survey because your opinion is very important for us, since we can hear directly from people what the problems that are affecting our communities. Just allow me a few minutes of your time so we can have this done, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so first of all, are you in a place you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know that we're calling on your cell phone, so we can make this as quick as possible. We would really appreciate your time.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Thank you. Just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
My race? African American.
African American. Thank you. And what is your age?
Old enough. 40.
Okay. Thank you. I know that it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in 2024 elections for president?
Oh, I'm voting.
Congress or other... Or older
I'm voting for all of them.
I'm sorry?
I'm voting for all of them.
Okay, so you will definitely vote, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0
10.
Means that you're not motivated. 10. Okay. Thinking about the direction your city is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the city is headed?
Right now?
Mm-hmm. If you feel very
dissatisfied.
Satisfied?
No.
Dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Okay. Now, do you approve or disapprove of what Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
If you talk about approve,
if you...
Yes.
Okay. And is that a strongly approve or...
No.
Disapprove? It's somewhat approve.
It's somewhat approve.
Okay. Now, I would like to ask you, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using the scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use a number, any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so, okay?
Okay.
Tammy Baldwin.
Yes.
Tammy.
You want to give you a number?
Mm-hmm. From 0 to 100.
75.
75, thank you. The Republican Party?
Zero.
Zero. J.D. Vance?
What part is he on? Any Republican is zero.
Okay. Donald Trump?
Zero.
Kamala Harris?
100.
Joe Biden?
100.
Project 2025?
Who's president 2025? 100. Whoever it's going to be. I don't know who's going to be the president, so I can't answer that.
Okay. The Democratic Party?
Eighty-five.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote if you are undecided? Please say so as well.
No, Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris, okay. Now, I'm going to read to you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you are very convincing reason to vote, 5 means it's somewhat convincing reason to vote, and 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in 2024 presidential elections. You can use any number between 0 to 10, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so all women, but black women in particular, have fought long and very hard for their right to control their own bodies in this country. Donald Trump is a threat and that fundamental right. Trump bragged out about getting Roe v. Wade overturned and taking away women's reproductive rights, and he would sign a national bill to ban abortion. And he's pointing judges who are trying to ban contraceptives like Plan B and limit access to birth control. This is an assault on the people's right to make choices for themselves. How would you rate this? Not at all convincing, somewhat convincing, very convincing.
I think women have their own right to make their own decisions on their body. So how would I vote that? 0?
Okay, if you say 0, that's not at all convincing.
No, that's
5,
not convincing.
Convincing or 10,
no.
Very convincing.
No, 0. Because women have the right. Okay. If women have the right to make their own decision on what they body, abortion or anything.
Okay. So, number 2. Donald Trump promised big oil executives billions of dollars worth of tax cuts and the elimination of environmental regulations in exchange for $1 billion toward his campaign, leaving ordinary Americans vulnerable to corporate price gouging and stalling action to address climate change. Not at all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing?
Not at all convincing.
Okay. Trump and Republicans are trying to weaken our social safety net and have made it clear they are willing to reduce benefits for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, while also raising the retirement age for future retirees. Some have been suggested forcing Social Security recipients back to work to get them off of, quote, entitlement programs, unique quote, ignoring that they spent a lifetime earning and paying for those benefits. We must vote to protect their retirement security for ourselves and of our parents and grandparents. Not at all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing.
Okay, I didn't get that question. So, because I don't want to say my answer.
Okay.
I don't think that is right. So I'm going to say not convincing.
Not convinced. Okay. We need gun reform now to make our community safer. But Trump's policies would make things worse. Trump is aligned with the NRA and the gun lobby and has promised not to only block the meaningful gun reform, like banning assault weapons, but will make it even easier to purchase high-power guns without background checks or permit. If we want to make our communities safer and protect our young people, we must vote to stop them from flooding our streets with guns.
Not convincing.
Not at all?
No.
Not at all convincing, somewhat convincing?
Not convincing.
Okay. Okay? Sometimes, over the course of a survey, people might change their mind. It's okay if you didn't, but... Oh, shit. Fucking hang up on me.